Radio 1. Die Radiobrücke. Live aus Amsterdam. Mit Gesa Ufer.
Und die freut sich sehr, Ihnen jetzt richtig gute Musik ankündigen zu dürfen. Und eine zauberhafte Stimme. Marta Appini kommt aus Italien, hat zunächst Jazzgesang in Mailand studiert und ist dann hier nach Amsterdam gekommen, ans Konservatorium. Inzwischen lebt sie hier und hat sich vom strikten Jazz eigentlich immer weiter so in Richtung Indie-Folk bewegt. Im Februar ist ihr neues Album erschienen, Tender Superpower heißt es. Und wir werden jetzt Songs daraus hören. Marta Appini live, the stage is yours.
Thank you. I'm happy to be playing here today with my friend Liva Dumpe. This first song was called Comet, and the second song is called My Life Begins With You.
Mm-hmm.
looking for your print, the print you leave on our address. You're shaping all my senses, and the air inside our flat. Thirsty space right next to my left shoulder is the space that you inhabit, 'cause you never leave my side. Seaside and the water looks bluer than the opal. You look happy to be there. I discovered my heart feels so much warmer whenever you are happy, even if I am not there. There's this book that was made for all the lovers. It says to love somebody is to want them to be free. And I'm grateful because you always show me that you choose me as your lover every day.
Thank you. Checking the distance, I'm always counting.
And I'm already thinking if maybe I shouldn't come at all.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really nice to be here with the bells ringing. I like it. The song we just played is called Spring with the Snow, and it's a song that I wrote for my mom. So there's a lot of love songs on Tender Superpower, and this one was a love song for my mother, which is also love, so it makes a lot of sense. The next song is called The Best Night. Silver is the bed, and I'm breathing underwater. Stars are moving fast, and the window is a postcard. I only have one sense, it's the one that's sensing you, my body. And I am made of grass, and of wind and pearls and salt, you're an ocean. And tonight is just the best night of my life. Let me be your hero, let me be your magic dragon. I'll let you be the spell that will be cast on me forever. And we'll be enough able to be whispered in the ears of the lovers. But let me stay awake and let me trace the Milky Way on your forehead. 'Cause tonight is just the best night of my life. Forgotten, but blessed be the heights, 'cause what we had will be inexpressible wonder. 'Cause tonight is just the best night, and your eyes are just the best eyes. Tonight is just the best night of my life.
I know I said it already, but this is my friend Liva Dumpe, and I'm very grateful to be playing with her. It's very naked setup, this one. It's like it's the two of us, and it's only guitar and our voices, but because it's her, it feels very safe for me. We're gonna finish with song that is called Little Love. Thank you for having me, and thank you to the Goethe Institute for hosting this, and looking forward to talking about music later.
Bye. I wanna know what it's on your mind. Check if there's some more. 'cause you want me, please do. Ha ha.
Martha Apini, das war zauberhaft hier gemeinsam mit lieber Dumpy im Goethe-Institut in Amsterdam. Das Album heißt Tender Superpower. Was für ein passender Titel. Zarte Superkraft. Und wir hatten gerade das große Vergnügen, Martha Apini zu lauschen, dieser fantastischen Stimme, dieser, ja, großartigen, ausgebildeten Jazzsängerin. Und ich darf jetzt noch mal ganz kurz mit ihr über ihren Werdegang und aber auch über die Szene hier in Amsterdam sprechen. So Martha, you started your journey studying jazz vocals in Milan and then you moved to Amsterdam to pursue your master's degree at the Conservatorium. What initially drew you to Amsterdam? Why Amsterdam?
Yes, I moved here, now it's already 8 years ago, mm-hmm. 2017, wow, because Amsterdam was very known as a destination for studying music, because the conservatory has very high quality, and on a European level, it's kind of famous.
But was it specific, this academic environment, or was it also like the Amsterdam jazz scene, kind of?
Well, I think both, and I also kind of followed a bit the steps. When I was studying in Milano, there was the generation of jazz musicians before me that were kind of doing this, like doing a couple of years in Amsterdam or Copenhagen. I remember
I see. Mm-hmm.
It was Amsterdam, Copenhagen, Paris, maybe. Like there are these sort of hot spots.
Yeah.
In Europe for jazz, which is both, yeah, from an academic point of view and from, because the scene has a lot to offer. And then I remember I heard like, hey, you know, this guitarist, he went to Amsterdam and he really likes it.
Ah.
So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Then if somebody is going there, I guess I could also try.
Ja, also ich habe Martha gerade gefragt, wie das eigentlich ursprünglich mal kam, dass sie, die eigentlich Jazzgesang in Mailand studiert hat, dann irgendwann hier am Konservatorium in Amsterdam gelandet ist. Und sie hat erzählt, das war schon auch irgendwie so eine Art ausgetretener Pfad für Leute, die auch wie sie in Jazz schon studiert hatten. Also man war eigentlich, es ist bekannt, dass hier eine unglaublich tolle Ausbildung in Amsterdam existiert. Und es waren auch schon ganz viele Leute vor ihr hier. Also sie hat zum Beispiel von einem Gitarristen gehört, der hier war und gesagt hat, also das lohnt sich total herzukommen. Und inzwischen ist sie also schon seit 7 Jahren hier in Amsterdam. So you mentioned that moving to Amsterdam exposed you to also different ways of interpreting music. Your initial work, like your first album, was nominated for a very important prize in the jazz and world category, yet you later felt the urge to leave this jazz academy behind. How come?
Well, I felt like I wanted to leave it regarding composing, writing, creating my own music, because I felt like I was doing a lot of interpreting there. Like you learn how to sing a certain way and how to inhabit music in a certain way, which I think is great. It's very useful to get to know music. And then I felt like for me in that moment was a bit tight. Yeah. And I felt like I was becoming more curious about writing, and I discovered that I love songs. And that was the way to kind of take what I learned and bring it into something different. But I'm still singing as a vocalist with jazz projects. So I went different in a different room with my own stuff, but then I can still sing this kind of music in other contexts. Mm-hmm. And I like that there's both in my life in different capacities.
Also Marta Apini erzählt gerade, dass sie nach ihrem Umzug nach Amsterdam eigentlich dann irgendwann ja wirklich Lust hatte, diese reine Lehre des Jazz zu verlassen. Ihr erstes Album zum Beispiel wurde preisgekrönt, hat einen ganz wichtigen Preis in der Kategorie Jazz und World bekommen. Und irgendwann hat sie gesagt, hat sich das nach einem zu engen Korsett für sie angefühlt. Und sie hat angefangen, nicht nur Songs interpretieren zu wollen, sondern auch selbst Songs zu schreiben. Nichtsdestotrotz ist sie nach wie vor, also auch im Bereich Jazz und auch Jazzgesang tätig. Es ist nur so, als hätte sich da eine andere Tür aufgetan, als hätte sie so ein anderes Zimmer beschritten. Can you maybe describe the moment or experience in Amsterdam that triggered this crucial shift away from genre restrictions that maybe moved you to this indie vocal direction?
I don't know if there is a specific moment in time. I feel like it was always a bit there, slowly becoming clearer and clearer. But I think it started already in conservatory because I was starting to listen to also different music. So I remember a friend of mine started talking about, he brought this record and said, hey, do you know this band, Big Thief? I was like, no, I don't know it. And then he showed me the record and I was like, well, I love this so much. So started listening to new music. And then during COVID, the pandemic, there was nothing to do. I started playing guitar. I just bought a guitar and I'm like, okay, then I'm gonna start doing this.
Oh wow. Also genau, sie hatte gerade erzählt, es geht vor allen Dingen auch darum, dass sie hier in Amsterdam mit ganz viel Musik in Berührung gekommen ist, die sie so möglicherweise auch einfach vorher nicht gehört hat. Big Thief als große Referenz, die viel bei ihr gemacht hat. Und dann hat sie sich während Covid einfach mal eine Gitarre gekauft und einfach mal angefangen, Gitarre zu spielen und einfach völlig neue Wege zu beschreiten. So Amsterdam has a pretty rich jazz history, for example, icons like Ella Fitzgerald or Miles Davis played very often. The local scene today is described of a mixture of traditional sounds, modern jazz, and free improvisation. How does this current jazz scene maybe support you as an artist who actively moving towards indie folk?
Well, I think the support is, it feels a certain way because all of these people that are musicians in the jazz scenes are my friends. So it feels, I don't know if it's in a, I mean, it's also in a musical way because I get to play with them and to talk to them. So it feels like there is this friendship and there is this warmth, human warmth. And then also, kind of, we keep each other inspired. And I feel, I'm grateful because I feel very much respected by my colleagues that they're like, oh, you're doing something different now, but it's strong. So like we see your direction and your purpose and then I feel their respect and I feel their encouragement. So this is what also support means to me.
Yeah. Martabine hat gerade erzählt, also obwohl sie selbst ja jetzt dann wirklich ganz andere musikalische Wege betritt, ist dieser Support aus ihrer Jazz-Szene hier in Amsterdam nach wie vor total stark und es ist einfach so, dass man sich nach wie vor inspiriert, dass man sich nach wie vor einfach wahnsinnig schätzt für das, was man macht. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. You will have many more fans now in Berlin and yeah. Brandenburg. Tender Superpower is the name of your album. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.